Sue's back. That's right, everybody. It's Gordon. I'm back. You heard it. I'm back. Where have I been? I'm sure you're wondering. Everybody wants to know where I have been. I've been gone. And I'm sorry to disappoint those that are my listeners, the usual suspects, the people that care and love for me, those that listen to me, that request me. They almost want me to be on daily, but I say no, not daily. How about once a week? Oh yes, but once a week. You haven't been on in several weeks, have you there, big boy? So, okay. Take it easy. I understand. I haven't been on the air in a while, but it's not my fault. Really, it isn't. Well, okay, I lied. It is my fault, but tell you what, I'm back. And here's what happened. I had realized that the previous episodes, there was something about the recording quality that was not quite up to my standard. I noticed that my vocals seemed off. It seemed like that the mic itself had gone bad. And you know what? In some sense it was. The whole time I thought I was recording with a proper mic, only to find out later that me, yes, brilliant Gordon, is not so brilliant after all. He had the cord plugged in backwards. So thus, that is why my recording always sounded weird. But I fixed it, and I'm back. And I want quality people, okay? So that's why I chose to do the podcast in a while, because I was trying to figure out this mess. But today, I figured it out, and I'm back. And that's beautiful. But it's July, and I'm in South Korea, broadcasting from the lookout tower, deep in the heart of the gloomy goomy, and it's hot, people. It is hot outside. My mind is frying, and I'm going insane, and I don't know how people handle this heat. I can't imagine people that live in countries that are along the equator, you know, like the Philippines, Thailand, India, you know, some of those Latin countries. I don't know how they can do it. I think everyone will go crazy. Like in Africa, how do people live in this oppression? I'm oppressed. Not depressed. Maybe I should get there. But oppressed people. I'm oppressed. So it's so hot that I could... They always say that it's so hot you can fry an egg. And I've seen that. It's really weird. You can actually fry an egg. Science. But speaking of eggs, Michael Phelps reveals a diet that's 12,000 calories a day. And he doesn't look bad on it either, girls. Girls. Doesn't look bad. So the U.S. swimmer guzzles 3 bright egg sandwiches, chocolate chip pancakes, a 5-egg omelet, French toast and grits. That's just for breakfast. Phelps also consumes a whole kilogram of pasta every day, plus ham and cheese sandwiches and pizza. And I think he's insane. He needs 12,000 calories a day. That is unreal. So his actual eating schedule, here it is. For breakfast, 3 fried egg sandwiches, 3 chocolate chip pancakes, 5 egg omelet, 3 sugar-coated slices of French toast, and a bowl of grits. For lunch, 1/2 kilogram of pasta, 2 large ham and cheese sandwiches covered in mayonnaise, and gallons of energy drinks. Dinner, he'll have 1/2 kilogram of pasta, Have some pizza and more energy drinks. And that is what makes him the swimmer extraordinaire that he is. He is the champion of the world. Maybe not. But I think it's fascinating. And Olympics are coming up. Are you guys into the Olympics? Do you ever watch the Olympics? I'm not a big sports man myself, and that's why I'm so fat. But you didn't hear that from me, did you? Now, what's happening, though, is I don't like sports, but I will watch the Olympics. That's about it. I watch the Olympics. I watch the World Series of Baseball, and I watch the Super Bowl. That's it. That's all I want to watch. Nothing else. So back off. Give me my space, people. So since it's summer and humid, for some reason, the bugs love it. They love this weather. I, on the other hand, don't. What is it about the bug? Why do we call him the bug? Well, I think his bugs bug me. I guess you could simply say that. Maybe it's that simple. But what is it about the spider? Some people love the spider. But most fear the spider. These things, 8 legs crawling. Be full of poison, some of them. Kill you. I think that's what creeps people out. It's the way they move. It doesn't look natural. Something about it doesn't look right. The way they crawl. They can go up walls. They can be upside down. They can, you know, walk on the ground, on the ceiling, on the floor. It doesn't matter. Wherever they want to go, they can be there. And they want you. Maybe they don't want you, but they want some bugs. They want some other insects. They want protein. They build their little webs, you know. They walk around and, you know, after a little while, they build their web. And what do? They just sit right in the middle, they do. You never see them hanging out anywhere else. It's always in the middle. They're not very original. They're not very creative. Spiders, no. They just sit in the middle. If I was a spider, I'd be a little more clever, I think. I would sit near the left top right-hand side. That's where I'd be. I'd be way up there in the corner. I would find a corner. Even though there's no corner, because they're always, you always see the webs, they're always in circles. But I would make mine a corner. I'd actually make a corner. And that's where I'd hang out. I would hide. They'll never see it coming when you're there. But in the movie The Amazing Spider-Man, crime-fighting teenager Peter Parker swings from New York skyscrapers on simple strands of silk. But it's that spider silk that's woven into a very different and very real spider story here in Florida. The story begins with a teenager who found himself in a horrific situation earlier this month. Fred Lansdale says he used sticky cobwebs, the very kind many of us see as nuance, to help save his life after an alligator ripped off a portion of his forearm in early July. Imagine that. The thing that I despise, the thing that I think this is disgusting. It's the very thing that saved this kid's life. He got attacked by an alligator. What does he do? He rustles up some spider webs and shoves it in his arm. He says, there you go. Patched it right up. Patched it up, people. Walks into the doctor and says, hey, doc, look at this. Patched it up, I did. But you don't got yourself a case of spider webs, do ya? You don't got that in your toolkit, don't you? Don't think so. Well, I did. I got this. So learn something from me there, Doc. Learn something. While you're at it, stitch me right up. All right? Stitch it up. Learn something. Take some notes. Thank you. All right. I'll bill you later. But here, where I live, the reason why I mentioned spiders is the building I live in, the tower I told you. I live in the lookout tower is what I call it. It's my little dungeon, but it's not a dungeon. I'm a pie. But for some reason, and I can't answer this question. It's just something that baffles my mind, something I see every day. I've lived in this apartment building for almost 3 years. And since the day I moved in until now, I have noticed that there's a covering of spider webs and spider poop and spider insect parts, and I don't know what's going on. But it's literally, I'm not even kidding. If you look at the windows of this complex, it's just caked on there. So to me, I'm thinking, don't people clean windows ever? Is there no pride? Where's the pride, people? The pride. It's gone. Whatever happened to just getting out some Windex and just cleaning that puppy? Pressure wash that thing down. You know, I want to wake up. When I wake up in the morning, I want to wake up, open the window and see the mountains, see the blue sky, but not here. I wake up and I see spider crap everywhere. I just don't know what to do. It's tired of all the spider nonsense everywhere. I just want them to clean it, but I can't. So if I try to tell them to clean it, they will just tell me it's none of my business. It's none of your business, bucko. That's what they'll say. Bucko. I would love to hear a Korean just call me bucko. That would be pretty cool. But it's not happening. So, people, I'm starting to believe the reason why they don't clean the spider crap is because I think it's become the glue that is holding this building together. So if they were to clean it, this building would probably surely collapse. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It will definitely collapse. Show, new episode. I'm gonna look good for you. Get my pearly white shining. All right, well, truth be told, I have spent too much time in the dentist lately. It's dentist time for me, people. Dentist time. Who really enjoys going to the dentist? Do you ever just want to go? Is it enjoyable for some people? Oh, not for me. Freaks me out, it does. Freaks me out. I go to the dentist, and I wonder, why must I go? How come my teeth aren't perfect? How come there has to be this awful, scary, insane thing that has to happen every time I go? It's quite the production. It's just never, I'm going to sit in the chair, open my mouth, this is comfortable. It's never comfortable. At what point are you ever relaxed? You're never relaxed. You're scared out of your mind. Because the only thing that should be touching my mouth is food and a woman's lips. If it's anything else, there should be nothing touching my mouth and going in it, all right? But yet, for some reason, my teeth, they want to rot, they want to break, they want to decay, they want to leave my mouth. I don't know why. We only get two sets. We get the first set, we're young, and then they all fall out, and you get the second set. That's it. We're not like sharks, right? Sharks, they get several sets of these, of chompers, right? We just get those two. You run out of those, well, good luck there, pal. You're on your own. Better make your own teeth. Why don't we? And I know they do. They have the special implants and wooden teeth and dentures and whatnot. But I say just put them in. Just get rid of, I want all my teeth gone. Put a new set in. You know? But I wouldn't want that because, well, I would be scared of my mind like I always am. So, I figure while I'm in Korea, I might as well go to the dentist, because it's, well, way more expensive in America to do any kind of dental activity. But I want to know, people, have you ever enjoyed the dentist? Have you had fun? And why does it scare us so much? Because there's so many people out there. We're scared. We're out of our minds. It's just not a safe place for any of us to be. Been a long time. Long time for me. Love. L-O-V-E. What is it about love? I haven't seen it or smelt it or felt it in a long time. So I was kind of missing it lately, right? You know, just sometimes you sit alone, you're by yourself, as I often am, because, well, I'm single. What a shocker that is. And sometimes you just think about love. What is it? I almost forgot what it looks like. I would like to see it. Hopefully, one day, before I die. On the rate this is going, probably be dead before that ever happens. Why am I so... Is it just it's depression? I don't know. Am I depressed, people? You tell me. Email me at thegordonpodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Until then, I love you guys. Have a good one.